Hello?
Hi, my name is Natasha, returning your call from customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, I just want to know. I called like around 10 days ago, I think it was. And the reason why I called is because it shows on our bank account that there was $67 taken out, and we want to know why that was taken out.
Okay, may I have a zip code so I can pull up your account?
79907.
71107.
79907.
And your first and last name?
It's Monica Urueta. It's not Monica, it's Matilda.
Okay. Still here, just trying to find your account. And you said Maria?
No, Matilda.
Still here, just still loading, just bear with me. Would you mind spelling your last name for me?
It's Urueta.
Mm-hmm. Urueta.
Yes.
Could the account be under a different name than Matilda?
Monica Urueta.
M-O-N-I-C-A.
M-O-N-I-C-A.
Okay. And your zip code is 79907.
Yes.
Could the account be under a different name, like Albert?
Yes, that's my husband's name.
Okay. And would you mind verifying your address for me for security purposes?
917 Manton, El Paso, Texas, 79907.
All right, just bear with me. It's still loading. It's moving kind of slow. I'm still here, still loading. Yeah. Okay, on November 25th, you pay $574 to enter a sweepstakes for a cruise set. It's like a kitchen set. And what that was, it enrolled you into a membership monthly. It states that in the terms and conditions that you would be enrolled into that monthly membership for that $67.32. But I can get this canceled and they will not bill you again.
Okay, if you can do that for me, please, because we can't really afford that.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, okay, look, the reason why I entered, because I thought we were just paying the shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess, I don't know. But anyway, we just don't want to do that.
All right, no problem. I'll be happy to get it canceled for you. I have a cancellation number if you would like.
Okay, let me just get a pen and paper. Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
And C as in Charlie. 262.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. You said 362?
262.
9.
Huh?
Okay. You said C and then 2629?
Yes.
Okay.
20929.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I just wanted to know that. Okay, so they're just keeping the 6732. It's not going back to the account or anything like that.
I can barely hear you. Can you repeat that for me?
Okay, I was asking that $67 isn't going back to the account. It's just gonna they're just gonna keep that.
I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay.
All right, give me a moment. Let me get that processed for you.
So they're not gonna send that, I guess, that pot or whatever it was.
It was a sweepstakes, so if you want it, they're going to email you about that. If not, no, ma'am.
Yeah, no, because I don't think I ever got the email. I only got an email saying something about there was a discount, not a discount, but there's a percentage if you want to, I guess, continue with them or something. I don't know. That was some time ago.
Okay. I have that refund process. If you would give it 3 to 5 business days for it to post, you should receive an email from customer support or customer service stating that you have a refund in process. If not, that's fine. Your money will still be posted. And I have it canceled for you. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No. The email where I'm going to be receiving that from? The email that I'm going to be receiving it from?
You said the email you'll be receiving what now?
Yeah. Who's going to be sending me the email?
It should come from customer service or customer support.
And you don't know the name?
No.
Support, customer support. Yeah.
I mean, if you get it, that's good. If not, it's not going to hurt you or anything like that. It's just them informing you that you have a refund in process. But you should receive something from your bank as well stating that you do have a refund too. So.
All right, then. And you said your name was?
Natasia.
Can you spell that for me?
NATAYJA.
Okay. Can you spell it? I mean, can you say your name again? I'm sorry.
N-A.
No. Can you say your name?
Natasia.
Natasia. Okay, Natasia. Well, thank you for that and explaining all this. But you have a good day.
Thank you as well. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.